Around the Home with Woody Page, Frat Guy Sola, and Clinton Yates. The first word is schedule.
Yeah.
Every year we do this for every sport. I'm always like, guys, calm down. Everybody plays everybody. This year, guys, calm up. Let's go. We need this. Give it to us. Frat Guy Sola, we'll start with you. What from tonight's NFL schedule reveal are you most zeroing in on? And how does it sit with you that this league is progressing while still no American sport has been able to relaunch yet?
I don't have a problem with that. It's May. They should proceed as if they believe the season will start in September. It's all about the primetime games. Will the two New York teams get games in September and October? Because we don't even know if MetLife Stadium will be available to play in. Speaking of primetime, who gets more of those primetime games? The Patriots or the Bradys? And I'm hoping we get Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady on national TV, because when they meet at midfield after the game, Aaron Rodgers is going to look at Tom Brady and say, when did you think it was time to finally leave your team?
But you were going to say that, Frank. Always stirring stuff.
It's true.
Clinton Yates, tonight's schedule reveal. What are you most zeroing in on?
I don't need a multi-hour production for something that can be released with PDF, but they did such a good job with the draft. That is fine. What I'm looking forward to, though, because we talked about this every daggone week of the year last year, is the Dallas Cowboys. Why? Because their quarterback situation is affected by the schedule. Andy Dalton went there because they're playing the AFC North out of conference this year. I want to see when they play them, because it'll affect what happens at the QB position in Dallas.
You're most excited in the schedule reveal. Our first schedule reveal is Andy Dalton versus
Andy
the AFC.
See this pencil? Focus.
And now I turn to Woody Page, Woody, this is like your Christmas. The schedule. Let's look at the schedule.
Thank you for coming to the right guy here rather than those two. Andy Dalton is who we want to watch on the bench.
The Dallas Cowboys.
No, let's talk about the older guys, Tony. Yeah. Breeze is playing Brady this year twice. I mean, we want to watch that. Patrick Mahomes gets his shot at Drew Breeze for the first time this year. Yeah. I just think you want to concentrate on the Chiefs, what they're doing down there in the South, in New Orleans and Tampa. Mm. Those are the games you want to watch.
Sure. There will be five rematches of playoff games from last year, too. We got life, right? I mean, the Chiefs and the Texans, the Titans and the Ravens will be a good one. But Woody Page, you're getting this point. I go to you for my schedule. Schedule 20 reveal tonight, 8 p.m. We move on. Buy or sell. You guys have a chance to watch any of the Korean League on this here network? Man, it's flip ya.
Yes.
They flip the bat. We love it. Oh, Major League Baseball, no doubt, watching as well. Engaging how that league operates as they begin to plan their return. News of the day from baseball that a proposal for return will come within this week. The thought there is spring training could start in June and the season maybe July. A lot of people circling July 4. Clinton Yates, you host our Baseball Tonight Live for this very network. How optimistic are you about this proposal and the relaunch of this league?
I'm about 50-50. The word proposal here is doing a lot of work. There are a lot of disparate parts here that could go awry at any given moment, most namely the players' interest in playing. I understand that people want to get back to the ball games, but there are a lot of guys who probably are thinking, I don't know if this is smart. If you've got a lot of money, for lack of a better term, and you're a player in this league, why are you going to risk this? I don't know that it's going to be that great. I only need for them 3 weeks to get back to the actual games, though, for the guys that do play. So think about what that product is going to be.
You just said the guys that do play. You think there's a scenario where part of the Players Association selects to not play and the others say, we will play and the league will be split?
I think that there is a reasonable argument for guys to say, hey, I don't think I'm safe. I'm not going. I'm not putting my family at risk. I'll take my money and I'll count it at home.
Frank Isola, how optimistic are you about this proposal baseball's about to unveil?
Yeah, and I think it's a lot of young players, so the health risk I don't think is as extreme. Now, for the managers and the coaches, that's another story. But look at Korea they're playing. Look at Germany. They're playing soccer in May. So I think baseball is going to look at how those sports are kind of operating, try to follow suit. Remember, it's May. They're not talking about a start until July. That's still a ways away.
Mm-hmm. Woody Page?
Well, I'm not very optimistic, honestly. I think that it's going to probably take longer because if you're going to have a 3 week of spring training, which they're talking about, at least they're not going to Arizona, according to the latest reports, or Florida and Texas and play in 120 degree heat. They'll go to the home stadiums that will allow the players to actually be in their hometown, and I think that will make it safer for everybody.
I don't think there's a possible scenario where the players will be split. Quentin Yates, and where you half the league plays.
My point is, though, is
Go ahead.
We'll see. I mean, look, you know, the bottom line is that we're still dealing with, you know,
understood
federal and government agencies in terms of all of this. So we don't really know. That's what I'm saying.
We'll move on to buy or sell two. Clinton, did you get into my script here? Andy Dalton's buy or sell two? What's going on here? He said three things is what he said at his intro press conference. One, I believe I'm a starter in this league. B, I just want a chance to compete. And rule numeral three, Dak is the starter on this team. Woody Page, buy or sell, Andy Dalton.
Well, I believe he's not the starter, and he finally said that. If he wanted to start, Dalton should have gone to Jacksonville, my favorite city, or go to New England and compete for the starting job. You have a chance to be a starter again next year, but you're nothing but a backup Handy Andy this year unless Dak Prescott gets hurt.
Frank, I saw the buy or sell those Dalton comments.
Woody, he has started 133 games in his career. He is a one-year insurance to a quarterback. We've seen over the years Earl Morrill in Super Bowl III, Nick Foles, Tom Brady, Kurt Warner, Jeff Hostetler, guys that started the year as backups and then because of injuries led their teams to the Super Bowl. It's a great move for Dalton, great move for the Cowboys.
Clinton Yates.
2020 is a weird year. Woodrow Wilson Page caping for Jacksonville. Never thought I'd see it. This doesn't need to be Super Bowl or bust for Dalton. That's the whole point he's trying to make. He feels he's a starter in this league. If he plays the season, he might get a shot. Otherwise, he can move on. Every single thing he said is correct.
Teddy Bridgewater.
On this show, around the horn, is showdown or bust. Clinton Yates, I'm sorry to say, bust. Smile for the picture.
Alas.
Frank Isola. Woody Page. Showdown. Here we go. Tyson Holyfield 3. Could it be? Earlier this week, we saw the video of Tyson looking ferocious. And overnight, Evander Holyfield announcing he's coming out of retirement. Tyson will be 54 in June. Real deal Holyfield is 57 right now. Gentlemen, not will this happen, because let's be honest. Everyone is all ears for this. Everybody wants to take a bite out of this matchup. But will Tyson Holyfield, combined ages 110, be good boxing? Frank Isola, showdown to you.
You know what? In the spirit of The Last Dance, why not throw two guys out there whose heyday was the 80s and the 90s? Such is the state of boxing. Have at it for three rounds.
Mm-hmm. Woody Page?
Listen closely, Tony. I was there 23 years ago with Kevin Blackstone. We saw it. We did it. Yeah. We watched the ear being eaten and bitten in the next round, too. I don't want to see it again.
I thought you'd make the argument for a gentleman up in the combined age of 110 still getting it done.
It's like
Frank
me and Ryan.
Isola, 30 seconds of FaceTime, today's champion.
Tony, when I first covered baseball, I was covering the Mets. A fellow reporter told me you were going to see things in baseball live that you'd never seen before. I got to see a triple play. I saw Darryl Kyle throw a no-hitter. That's what's so great about baseball. And today is the four-year anniversary of Bartolo Colon hitting that home run in San Diego against the Padres. A memorable moment. This is why we miss baseball so much.
That's why they call him Big Sexy. Colon.
Yes, sir.
Buddy, I'm speaking of Bartolo Colon. All right. Myself, today's champion. Thank you, gentlemen. 23 hours, 50-minute break. Back to sports.